This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine appealed Thursday for its Western allies to send tanks to help Ukrainian forces battle a Russian military that it said has a substantial quantitative advantage in troops, weapons, and military equipment. In a joint statement, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba and Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov expressed gratitude towards 50 countries that have already helped strengthen Ukraine's defenses. Speaking Thursday on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos via video link, the foreign minister spoke of the supply of Western tanks to Kyiv to help drive out Russian forces, saying he was hopeful Germany would soon be allowing allies to provide Ukraine with its Leopard battle tanks.
We've been through this. We understand how it works. We understand the strategy of Germany to align with the United States. They will do it. It's just a matter of time. Our job is to make it happen sooner than later. I think we will succeed, and I in advance thank Chancellor Scholz for making this decision.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced Thursday she is leaving office. Ardern's empathetic handling of the nation's worst mass shooting in 2019 and her health-driven response to the COVID-19 pandemic led her to become an international icon. But she's facing mounting criticism at home. Fighting back tears as she spoke at a news conference in Napier Thursday, Ardern said February 7th will be her last day as Prime Minister.
So I wouldn't want this last 5.5 years to simply be about the challenges. For me, it's also been about the progress. I think we'll call it a day.
Ardern also announced that New Zealand's next general elections will be held on October 14th, and she will remain a member of Parliament until then. This is VOA News. Pfizer pharmaceutical company chief executive Albert Bourla said Thursday the biggest obstacle he and his company faced during the COVID-19 pandemic was the political challenge. Speaking in a roundtable discussion at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, the pharmaceutical company chief said politicizing whether vaccines worked or were safe or even questioning the existence of COVID-19 itself were tremendous challenges. Speaking at the same roundtable, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair said when it came to the pandemic, there was forgivable politics and unforgivable politics.
What's unforgivable is turning things like whether you wear a face mask or not into a political issue. That is unforgivable and stupid, right? But there's a forgivable politics, which you see also, by the way, when it comes to Russia and Ukraine and energy prices. If you're a politician and you're facing an election, and you've got the ability to vaccinate your people, you're going to vaccinate your people first.
Pfizer's Bourla also told the panel nations that closed their borders also made it difficult to deliver vaccines. The head of the U.S. Central Bank, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell, is working from home Thursday after coming down with COVID-19. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Federal Reserve announced that Board Chairman Jerome Powell has tested positive for COVID-19 and is experiencing mild symptoms. The Fed says Powell is up to date with all his COVID vaccines and boosters. The Fed is in the midst of an aggressive drive to tame high inflation and is expected to raise its benchmark interest rate by at least a quarter point at the next meeting set for January 31st to February 1st. That timetable could allow Powell to recover in time to participate in person. If not, the alternative plan could be to return to a virtual meeting. Jennifer King, Washington.
The countdown towards a possible U.S. government default and/or shutdown has begun, and frictions between U.S. President Joe Biden and Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are raising concerns about whether the U.S. can sidestep a potential economic crisis. The Treasury Department projects that the federal government on Thursday will reach its legal borrowing capacity. It's an artificially imposed cap that lawmakers have increased roughly 80 times since the 1960s. Markets so far remain calm as the government can temporarily rely on accounting tweaks to stay open. That means any threats to the economy are several months away.
Families of Americans wrongfully detained in the People's Republic of China are calling on U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to bring up American detainees' cases during his meetings with top Chinese leaders in Beijing next month. VOA's Nike Ching will have that story on our website, voanews.com, later today.
Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.